Episode 3293, Banish Unwholesome Words.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you surviving the week? I mean, come on. We all sometimes have a struggle, but today I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to focus on you, your reflection, and your healthy living. It's time to banish unwholesome words. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. And yes, AIM is going to be opening up, so stay tuned here. We will have it open no later than February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. Yes, a way to give yourself a new take on life, a gift to yourself. So more on that to come. So stay tuned here. Always head on over to createyournow.com. We're making a lot of changes, a lot of new updates, a lot of things coming out. I'm even having a hard time keeping track. I literally have a running board of like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing next? And maybe you're living that lifestyle right now. Have you ever stopped to consider the impact of the words you use, the ones you write, the ones you speak, the ones you hear? Even when it comes to healthy living, the way you speak to yourself can have a profound effect on your thoughts and actions. Banish unwholesome words. You know, too often we allow negative and unwholesome words to creep into our vocabulary, undermining our dreams and our goals, especially when it comes to our healthy living, our healthy lifestyle, what we want to be when it comes to our body. And so it's time to take control and banish those unwholesome words, the ones that, you know, we don't really think it has any effect on us, but really it does. And you need to take those words and empower yourself toward a healthier and more positive mindset. But in order to get there, you need to know where you're starting from. So what is your WGPS? Yeah, your Word Global Positioning System. Are you one who tears yourself down all the time? Are you one who looks at yourself in the mirror and says, I'm just not good enough. I'm not going to be able to succeed at this. There's no way I can really do what I need to do because I failed so many times. You know, I've tried one thing after another to lose weight. I've tried so many different exercise routines. I try to get sleep, but it just doesn't work. Do you see your failures as permanent setbacks? Think about that one for a minute. And really analyze, is that really what you do? Do you react a certain way because fill in the blank? Maybe it's an excuse that you always come up with because it's easy. I know for me as a woman and as a mom, it was the kids. The kids, they just keep me so busy. Yeah, they keep you so busy. But if you don't take care of yourself, who really is going to take care of them? Now, that doesn't mean that you can just kind of slough off your responsibilities. Yeah, it'd be nice to kind of farm out the kids, wouldn't it? Sometimes, let's be real. But you know, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about here is using them as an excuse to, I don't need to get up early. It's okay. Now, it's okay to sleep in once in a while because sleep is important. It factors into your healthy living. But so does a routine of fitness and exercise. So does a routine of eating good food for you, right? Supplementing with things that add to your well-being, not subtracting. So for example, my root beer floats. Oh, I love them. They are delicious. Can't tell you when the last time I had one, but I will tell you this. If I had a choice between a shake and a root beer float right now, what would I choose? Okay, well, initially, I would love the root beer float. I mean, man, I'm salivating as I'm talking about it right now. I can taste it because they're just so good. But for my body and for my longevity and for what I want to be and who I am becoming, I'm going to pick my shake. And I'm talking about my protein shake. Oh, it is delicious. And I make it to the point where it is a treat to have it all the time. So I don't feel like I'm ever depriving myself. It's truly a choice. It's a decision that I make to say, this is what I want for my life. It's a lifestyle. My friend, you can't live the healthy life you want if you aren't kind to yourself. And a lot of us aren't kind because we speak four-letter words to ourselves. And that four-letter words could be, I'm not good enough. You're a failure. Man, you look ugly. What's wrong with your eyes? What happened to your hair? Man, the color is awful. Man, you've gained a lot of weight in the past 3 weeks. You know, you look a little bit bloated. Yeah, you put on those pants. Man, I don't have anything to wear. And now where you used to be a size 8 or 10, now you're looking at a 14 going to 16. So if you're ready to banish those four-letter unwholesome words, then take your mind to the streets. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Take your mind to the streets. And what I mean by that is mindfulness. You've got to be on point with your thoughts, on point with your words, on point with your actions. And that means you got to be mindful of absolutely everything you're thinking, you're saying, how you're acting. Mindfulness is essential in living a healthier lifestyle. Now, a lot of people would say, well, Christiane, I need to know what to eat. I need to know what to drink, how much to exercise and all of this. You know what? Everybody knows what to do. The question is, are they doing it? But then it leads into the more important thing. What's going to help you sustain what you know you need to do, what you're choosing not to? Because wouldn't it be nice just to, you know, take a pill and pop it in and be like, oh, yeah, one and done, I'm finished. 50 pounds gone, boop, boop. Take another pill. 25 pounds done, boop, boop. It would be easy, but we know it's not that easy. And so in order to sustain who you are becoming when it comes to your healthy lifestyle, you got to take your mind to the streets. You got to live it out every single day, every single moment. Now, yeah, you're going to have those few setbacks. Y'all will always have a moment, right? Those moments are going to show up, and that's okay. Treat it as a moment. Don't get stuck there. But then get back on track. Rise up. Then say, nope, okay, it's fine. Brush myself off. I'm getting back on. So what does it look like to take your mind to the streets? Number one, you've got to have mindful language. The words you choose to use on a daily basis can either lift you up or tear you down. What are you doing in your life? What are the words that you're using? What are the thoughts? What's the tone of voice? Make a conscious effort to eliminate negative self-talk and replace it with positive affirmations. Instead of saying, I can't, or I'm not good enough, try saying, I can, I am capable. And what if you just use the word, I am capable? When you would say no to something, say, nope, I am capable. I can't get this laundry done. Nope, I am capable of getting this laundry done. Man, dinner, I'm just not going to get it served when I want to. I am capable of getting dinner on the table in a timely fashion. That's empowering. There's a big difference. It makes you want to go do something, right? And by speaking positively to yourself, you reinforce a mindset of belief and possibility, which what? Opens doors. It opens windows. It gives you that breath of fresh air that I think I can because I know I can. Mindful language. Number two, mindful actions. After you establish your thoughts with your language, your follow-through is what matters. Yes, that means your actions. What you do with your words leads to your actions. So set yourself up for success with actions that feed who the healthy person you want to become is. So if you're saying, I want to be like this person, and I'm not saying name a person, I want to be this healthy person, but this healthy person is defined by, well, however you define that. Maybe for you, it's losing weight, drinking, you know, more water, eating more fruits and vegetables. If that's your basis for healthy living, then when it comes to, I want a 32-ounce soda for my favorite, you know, shop, convenience store as I'm driving to work, maybe your answer is I drive to another place and just get a great bottle of water, which you can get out of your own home, right? So set yourself up for success with actions that feed the healthy person you want to become. And finally, number three, mindful goals. Set those specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. Something that's measurable, right? That says, okay, I got this. With you just saying, oh, I want to lose weight. That's great. But you could say, I want to lose weight for the entire year. And if you lost 1 pound, I lost weight. But you may have gained another 25 on top of losing that one. So that really doesn't help you with mindful goals. It doesn't get you to where you want to be. And so having those mindful goals is essential for staying focused and motivated, right? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. And that motivation comes when you act out on your goals with every decision and choice that you make. And when your goals are tangible and broken down into smaller milestones, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It becomes easier to track your progress and celebrate your achievements along the way. Remember, each step toward your goal, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. So instead of focusing on the negative words that demean and degrade your dreams and goals, ask yourself, what would a healthy me do? And if there's nothing else that you take from this whole episode today, take this one question. What would a healthy me do? If I know I want to go through the drive-thru and I want to order those greasy fries and that greasy hamburger that's got about 3 different cheeses on it, bacon. Yeah, it's got lettuce and tomato. Yeah, that kind of makes it healthy. But it's got that bread that's saturated in butter that's, yeah, you know, and I got those French fries. Oh, and then I'm going to order that apple pie. Oh, yeah, those fried apple pies, they are so good. And to slurp it all down, I want that chocolate shake too. Is that what a healthy me would do? Or would a healthy me just drive on home and make a better choice and have a great protein shake or a healthy salad or some good protein with a solid starch that it's going to add to your well-being, not subtract? By shifting your perspective and reevaluating the words you use, you can take control of your thoughts and empower yourself to make healthier choices. So banish unwholesome words from your vocabulary. And when you do so, it's a powerful step towards achieving your healthy goals. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. And it's going to take some training because you're used to getting up in the morning and say, man, I don't feel too great. Look how my eyes are just so sunken. Man, those dark circles. You got to do something about that. Okay, I'm capable of changing. Wow. That's a lot better than continuing to, you know, mark your face up of saying, well, you know what? You really should think about, well, just go dig yourself a hole and put your head in it. I mean, right? You don't want to do that. So practice mindfulness. Create a positive and empowering environment that propels you towards success, not pulls you away from it. Remember, the words you speak to yourself matter. So let's choose them wisely. Right? Create your now. You got this. You can do it. And remember the question, what would a healthy me do? That should be top of mind. And if you were to ask yourself that question every single time you do something, do you think it would send you on the trip of mindful language, mindful actions, and mindful goals? Oh yeah, it'll hold the focus. But you have to be willing to ask the question. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.